This is program number LW2488. Hi, this is Larry West. A fellow named Henry Wyman says that his college roommate went the extra mile while in college. He said the guy went out and bought a large, comfortable chair to relax in so that he could study. He went out and bought slippers and a lounging jacket, a book rest, you know, a little gadget you put your book in so you don't have to hold it. He fastened it to the arm of the chair at a right angle so his eyes wouldn't have to strain to see it. Then the guy went out and bought a special lamp and installed it. He bought an eye shade, pencils, paper, and a revolving bookcase. I mean, the guy went all out. Then Henry says he would come into his room after the evening meal, take off his shoes, slip on the slippers, adjust the study lamp, put his book on the bookrest, recline in the comfortable chair with his eye shade over his eyes, and when everything was perfectly adjusted, he'd go to sleep. You know, you can go just a little too far. We're a spoiled people. We really are. We in this society of ours own the most sophisticated equipment in the world. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, how often do you buy books and place them on the shelves only to find, well, they're just occupying wall space, collecting dust. You don't know what's in them. You've meant to read them, but you just never got around to it. Maybe you went out and bought the most expensive, the most proved efficient exercise equipment. But after a week or two of sporadic exertion, your biceps never move again except to lift that fork. Or you go out and buy a beautiful piano, one that never gets played. You equip that enviable workshop out back, the one that never gets worked in. You know, it seems as though we people think that if we just buy the right gimmick, we'll be happy, we'll be healthy. And the whole Madison Avenue system of marketing is designed to keep us thinking just that. But I've got something for you to think about today. Beethoven was not Beethoven because he owned a better piano. Shakespeare wasn't Shakespeare just because he had a superior pencil. Mr. America doesn't have all those muscles just because he happens to own some of the finest exercise equipment in the world. My whole point today is you can't buy your way into success. You've got to do two basic things. You've got to plan, and then you've got to perform. And one is just as important as the other. A lot of people make plans, but they don't have the courage to follow through with them. Whether it be to go to college and to be self-employed, to lose that weight, to learn how to play the violin, a lot of people make plans, but somehow they just lack the courage to follow through. They don't perform. Then on the other hand, there are a lot of people who, well, I guess you could say, they perform, they work, but they have no direction in their work. They haven't planned out their life. They've made no goals. They have no direction. All they do is work. And that's one reason so many of them are so unhappy. It takes both. You've got to plan, and then you've got to perform. Maybe I should say, you've got to perform what you plan. A lot of people make plans, and a lot of people perform. But while she plans to lose weight, she's so worried about it that she eats twice as much. While he plans to go into business for himself, he buys more and more things on credit, locking himself into commitments, and can't break away from the hourly wage. So you've got to perform what you plan. Now, all the fancy gadgetry helps, but all the fancy gadgetry is not the answer. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. You know what else we do? A lot of us go out and buy the most beautiful leather-bound, leather-lined, efficient study Bible that we can find, take it home, and the only times we open it is when we record births, marriages, and deaths. What a waste. You know, the Bible says, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles, get this, who correctly handles the word of truth. When a guy steps up to God's judgment bench one day, and God tells him to depart from him, the guy can't say, why, Lord? I'm ready. Why, look at the beautiful Bible I bought and had in my house. Nope. Fancy gadgetry, even a beautiful Bible, will not get you to heaven. You've got to study the book and apply it. Today, plan, and then proceed with your plan. I have a Bible study course I'd like to send to you. I know it will help. It's yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.